Next, I want to go into some of the functional differences and how neurons are classified according to function. And there's two major divisions in this case. Well, I guess three would probably be a more accurate way to put it. But these are going to be the sensory neurons, the motor neurons, and the interneurons. And sensory neurons are also called afferent neurons, A-F-F-E-R-E-N-T, afferent. And the thing to remember about sensory neurons is that they are always going to be bringing information from the body toward the brain or spinal cord. So if you think of neurons as being kind of like one-way streets where messages can either go out from the central nervous system or they can come in towards it, the sensory neurons are going to be the information that's coming in towards the brain and the spinal cord. And so it's bringing information about the outside world or the state of the body to the brain and the spinal cord. And of the sensory neurons, or the afferent neurons, these are divided further into somatic sensory and visceral sensory. And somatic sensory is going to refer to information coming from the outside world, so your sensory receptors in your skin, for example. It's also going to be information coming from the skeletal muscles and the joints and tendons and so on. So somatic has to do a lot with what you're sensing about the outside world. Visceral sensory is going to have to do with what is being sensed from the organs and glands. So this is information that's being sent from your organs and from your glands to your brain and your spinal cord. And probably a really good example you can think of is when you're hungry, your stomach sends a message, a visceral sensory type of a message to your spinal cord and then to your brain to let you know that you're hungry. When you have to go to the bathroom, same thing. The message is sent from the organs to the brain and spinal cord to let them know what's going on. Now, sometimes you're conscious of these messages and sometimes you're not. Organs are constantly sending information to your brain that you are unconscious of, but these, again, are going to be part of the visceral sensory. They're sending information from the glands or the organs to the brain or spinal cord. Now, the second major division are the motor neurons, and these are the efferent neurons, E-F-F-E-R-E-N-T. And these are the neurons that are going to be telling the body to do something. So they're going to be sending instructions to the body to do something. So an easy way to remember this is if you think about efferent, they're making an effort. They're instructing the body to make some kind of an effort. And so these are going to be neurons that are bringing commands from the brain or spinal cord to different parts of the body, depending on which kind of motor neuron they are. Somatic motor neurons are going to bring commands to the skeletal muscles. So these are the nerves that are going to be controlling motor units, for example. These are the nerves that we use to tell our skeletal muscles to flex or relax, telling us to move, etc. Some of these are conscious, some of these are not conscious. You're probably not consciously thinking about every muscle that you're flexing in order to stay in an upright sitting or standing position. If you were, your mind would be pretty crowded. But on the other hand, you can send a conscious command to your skeletal muscles to pick something up or to walk forward or to run or to dribble a basketball or whatever it might be. Visceral motor, on the other hand, are commands that are being sent from the brain and spinal cord to the organs or to the glands. So, for example, if the brain is sending a message to the pancreas to secrete a certain hormone or a certain digestive enzyme, etc., that would be an example of a visceral motor command. Or if your brain is sending a message to your stomach to start secreting stomach acid because you're about to eat a meal, something like that. Those would be examples of visceral motor commands.